You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. And, Tommy, when you look at a few things, you know what? Hey, a pretty cool story in MLB last night. A former member of the Toronto Blue Jays, of course, was an all-star with the White Sox last season. And he returned last night after overcoming cancer. And it was quite the emotional return for him, and a great response by the fans.
Yeah, and we're talking about Liam Hendricks, of course. Greg's a likable guy, you know, very passionate on the bump when he's pitching. And yesterday, even though the White Sox lost to the Anaheim Angels, a great ovation when he got into the game. It didn't go particularly great. He gave up a couple of runs. They lost 6-4 in the game. But you know what? Anytime anybody beats an illness like that, life-threatening anything, disease, illness, or situation, it's heartwarming. And then to see it on that type of stage is always pretty neat as well. So, you know what? Kudos to him for fighting back. And the reception he got from the faithful in Chicago was absolutely fantastic. And you know what, Greg? It's one of those heartwarming moments that in sports, despite how fierce competition can get and how much rivalries and fan bases and players on the field or the ice can hate each other, they can take a moment to recognize the human side of things. And a great moment for Liam Hendricks yesterday as he made his return to MLB. And I love these types of moments. So recognizing that, pretty cool, and a great ovation for a guy that dealt with a tough circumstance, for sure.
Yeah, it's always cool to see. Last night in the NHL and in the NBA, man, talk about like an anticlimactic Monday. Neither game was overly close. And now full marks to the Heat and Vegas. Obviously the best team won. I don't think there's much debate about that. But, man, I was kind of hoping for – but it was just like, oh, geez, like nothing. Unless you're a Vegas or a Heat fan, you're probably let down a bit.
Do you think like there's maybe a little bit of karma in Jamie Benn coming back from the suspension and then
No. The
Stars laying a dud like that? Like, I was just – that's the first thing I thought about when I was watching the game. I'm like, what if they just have a terrible game? But you're right. Vegas, they took it to the Stars early and often. They got scoring up and down the lineup. I mean, when William Carrier is getting things going for you offensively, and then I think he made a great pass. So was it to Kolesar on his goal where you're just like, man, that's a fourth line grinder that hustles for everything he gets, making huge plays in a monster game. That's when you know that, you know, a team like the Golden Knights is in a groove and feeling it. So yeah, it was a dud of a game, but I think, yeah, and you said it at times too, and I believed it the whole time. It's like inevitable. Vegas built that huge lead. They had the series in the palm of their hands, and they just went out and took the game from the Stars right away, and you know what? The best team did win in that series. We'll see what kind of effect Vegas and Dallas has in terms of going longer than Florida did against Carolina. And I would say that Vegas might have the advantage just because they haven't been sitting idly for as long as the Panthers have. And on top of that, Greg, like, we're talking about a Stanley Cup final that if it goes 6-7 games could be almost, you know, what, 3 weeks long. So we've got all these gaps in the schedule. It's going to be interesting. And then as for the Heat, you know, all that momentum that the Celtics had built up and people starting to believe that they could get it done, and then that gets jammed down their throat and doesn't happen. And good on the Heat for battling through and just taking that series and punching their ticket to the finals as well. So we'll see what happens. You got the Heat and the Panthers, a couple of teams based out of the Miami area. Can they get it done, or can one of them get it done? We shall see. I like the Heat's chances more than I like the Panthers' chances, though.
I would agree. Oh, really? See, I don't think the Heat. I would say I like the Panthers' chances more than the Heat. I think Vegas is going to win. I think Denver's going to win, but I think Denver's going to win rather easily. I just right now, you know, Jokic is a freak show
yeah.
in a positive way, and Jamal Murray's good. Like Vegas, I like Vegas's defense, but the one thing that Florida has is a goaltender right now that's playing elite. And we've seen that happen. Goalie can win it. Now, we've seen lots of eight seeds get to the Stanley Cup final, Tom. Very few of them completed. So that's what I'm looking to see. It has, you know, we saw L.A. do it. But even when L.A. was a number eight seed, like, they crushed everybody in the first three rounds. It wasn't even close.
Right.
Right? The 4 and 5 and 4 games. So, you know, they were kind of an anomaly eight seed. But we've seen a lot of eight seeds, like the Orders in 06 and other teams that, you know, they upset and then they get to the cup final. They just have no gas left. So I'm kind of curious to see if Florida can buck that trend.
What if an undersized defenseman, not deliberately, takes a player into his own goalie and hurts him in that series? That would be crazy, like we saw back in 06. But I do like Vegas' chances. Listen, I think we're in for a great series. A couple of teams that play different styles. I do think that the Golden Knights, though, are ready to finally win a Stanley Cup. I mean, I know it's 2 trips in 6 years, but... Yeah, I do like Vegas' chances. And you know what? Let's see what happens with the Heat. So maybe that's me saying that I really don't think the Panthers have a huge chance if I'm putting my money on the Heat in the NBA as opposed to the Panthers in the NHL.
Tom Gazzola joins him at Sports Leader TSN 1260. Tom, you know what? The whole nil payments in NCAA college, like, you know, you got lots of players that are, you know, getting some significant coin and good for them. And I do think there are some negative consequences to it. Anytime you give some people who aren't used to having money, all of a sudden they have a lot of money. And the difference is, like, you could make a lot of money right now if you're working in tech or somewhere else and most people don't know what you make. Right, it's not public knowledge, so you won't have, you know, the shysters kind of find you. But if you're a college player and you get this big nil contract, everyone you sign is public, so the shysters know who to go after and try to see. Oh, you know what? Let's try to take some money from them in some stupid Ponzi scheme or whatever. So I understood what Missouri coach Eli Drinkwitz was trying to say. But he completely butchered it when he talked about, wow, these guys are getting paid more than my brother-in-law, and he saves lives. And we're like, yeah, you get paid $5 million a year, dude. I don't see you complain about what you get paid. So that's where you have to understand how you want to present your case, because I think his idea of trying to protect the players from getting, if he would have said, hey, I'm worried about them getting shystered and stopped there, it would have been good. But then when we try to compare it to doctors and, well, they save lives and these kids are making more than them, which only was maybe 120 grand, and he's making 5 mil, that's when he gets deservedly ripped apart.
Yeah, and he got shredded. And this popped up. Like, we've seen these nil deals, NIL deals pop up a lot. Some of them are pretty funny. But, Greg, it's almost like the way he said it, and he did bring up his brother-in-law, who is a pediatrician, and he goes, that guy saves lives, and he's making less money than some of these college athletes. It's like, okay, but, you know, that comparison doesn't really work, and people ripped him for that and kind of hypocritical. This is a coach that makes mega bucks. State football coaches are some of the highest, if not the highest paid employees in their respective states, in a lot of smaller states in the U.S. So it was kind of he kind of walked into it. He put his foot in his mouth, and he got dunked on, for lack of a better term, by a lot of people on Twitter. And yeah, listen, there are people that work in really hard lines where they're putting their literal life on the line, or they're saving other people's lives, and maybe they're not getting paid anywhere near as much as one college football coach, or two now college athletes. But man, this isn't a new concept. There are young athletes in pro sports that make way more money than college athletes are getting now. And I'm wondering if that was him kind of making a commentary about the attitude of some players changing and the coaches not having complete control, because now these players have a little bit of walk around money and maybe they have a little bit more swagger, and maybe that's his way of kind of just getting a shot in there. But it was not a bad comment, or not a good comment, and it did not go over well. And now he's kind of eating crow for it. So, you know, another one of those dumb comments, you know, out of touch coach makes. And the kicker was, he's got a 17-19 record at Missouri, Greg's. And he just got a 2-year extension, and he's getting like a $2 million bonus, and his contract goes up over the next couple of years, and people are like, really? Really, dude? That's a weird tact and way to go after college kids making some bucks, because not all of them are making those bucks. And to take a cheap shot like that on a flyby was pretty bad, actually.
Tommy, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday evening. We will chat tomorrow, some Memorial Cup news, and I'll get you. I know you didn't have a chance, but we'll talk about the article today, where the Orders sit in their top money spending compared to the other 31 teams.
Sounds good, Greg. Hey, dance like no one's watching, right?
It's true, Tommy. It's very true. I like it. I like it a lot. It's,